producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he.
Alex Jones
on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up, Texas City pushes back against Sharia law, and the Islamists were protesting it. Rand Paul says he's the only one that can beat Hillary Clinton. I do think overall he's a better candidate than Ted Cruz. Man, Ted Cruz is really, I like what he's saying. Monsanto hit with fine for genetically contaminated wheat supply. We're going to look at this new article out. It's on drudgereport.com, London Independent. Angelina Jolie has ovaries removed. I know my children will never have to say mom died of ovarian cancer. They're telling you everybody's getting cancer because of genetics. No, you're predisposed when you go into certain toxins to then trigger the cancer. And we've got Dr. Joel Wallach joining us to talk about his best-selling book that we sell, InfoWarsStore.com, Epigenetics, and more today. But, Joe, I've been ranting here. What is it like for you to go from being in Stars and Stripes or Army Times, you know, as a hero, and then now they're saying, we don't even know he was in the military, you know, basically implying that, and then basically saying we're liars and anti-military because we don't want the military being used for domestic takeovers, which they admit they've gotten rid of Posse Comitatus. I mean, this is hiding in plain view. Your buddy calls up and says, yeah, we're running a PSYOP. Stay out of it, Joe. I mean, there's this arrogance. It's just, I mean, folks, this is serious. This is not about protecting us.
Yeah, he was saying that, he said, stop putting out your propaganda videos. It's going to ruin our PSYOP. Just plain and simple, right there. Comes out, I'm like, all right, if it's, why you keep attacking me on it? So he keeps sitting. Now we have the Army Times. We have all these people. If it was nothing, they wouldn't talk about it. If it's something that's nothing, what happens? People just sweep it under the rug and move on. That's how you know we're over the target. We're talking about this in a manner that is got so common. Everyone just so uptight. They're like, all right, these guys know about this. People are going to wake up. People are going to find out what's going on. All right, let's just start ramping up the propaganda against them. Let's call them conspiracy theorists. Let's call them crazy. Let's say that, you know, they weren't in the military. Let's do all this. There's going to be more attacks. But guess what? There's so many military people out there I know each and every day who have our backs and who will stand up and do the right thing.
That's right. And the more they lie, the more they lose credibility. I mean, the military knows that there's unprecedented riot training and gun confiscation training going on. It's all over the news.
Well, there's cities all over Texas.
They just say we're full of it because we say it's a bad idea.
There's cities all over Texas right now popping up on their websites, like San Angelo today, for instance, came out saying that they will accept the SOCOM's invitation to basically come out there and run the operations, and then just east or west.
And what this is about is creating a relationship with the locals for future occupation.
Yeah.
And then, that's what I was told by the emergency manager, Vietnam veteran Thomas Sanchez over Kingsville in 1998. He said they came to us, it's in preparation for a domestic takeover and to see who will go along with it. And then I was told by the police chief of San Antonio on video. It's not like they've been trying this forever, Joe. The good news is we're holding it back.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
Just west of Abilene, they came out. There's a city, can't remember what it's called, like Howard County, something like that, where they said they've already accepted the invitation as well, and there's going to be a lot of airborne operations going on. So troops jumping out of planes like Red Dawn, coming in, landing in your backyard, that's going to scare the living hell out of people, knowing that this is going on. Why can't you do this on your own base? We have installations that are built for training.
They have Fort Hood that's like a 10th of Texas.
So I mean, now, but that's how you know it's a PSYOP. Why? We have so much money we've dumped into these training facilities all over America on these giant bases. If we're not going to use them, what's the point? Why do we need to bring this?
Well, they admit it's for a PSYOP to identify, they say in the document, who will work with them.
I mean,
you're going to be working with the Abilene or the San Angelo police in Afghanistan?
No. I mean, this is out of control. I mean, I can't stand
it. The Austin SWAT team got secretly trained a few years ago at Fort Hood to, quote, take out terrorists. And then we learned part of the training was Tea Party. The military is training the police to kill real Americans. It's treason. It is treason, Joe.
It's just sickening.
But plus, Joe, you were in Afghanistan and Iraq. I mean, can you imagine you guys because they wouldn't actually let you win because it was really just a big money-making operation. But can you imagine actually having to fight the American people?
All right, that would be the hardest battle ever. There's a lot of true patriots out there.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Angelina Jolie has come out and said she not only had her breast removed, but now she's having her ovaries removed because of a predisposition to get cancer. Well, we happen to have one of the leading experts who discovered this information with the federal government, one of the largest autopsy programs ever recorded, Joel Wallach, BSDVMND. He was working in zoological research when he discovered this, and it's also written with some other MDs and PhDs, Ma Lan and Gerhard N. Schrosner, PhD, and it goes on from there. Epigenetics, the death of the genetic theory of disease transmission. We sell the book at InfoWarsStore.com and at InfoWarsHealth.com. And the foreword is by Jeffrey S. Bland, PhD. This is such key information, especially with what Angelina Jolie is getting into. This is some of the big secrets they don't want folks to know about. Then we're going to get in to robots to replace almost half of jobs over the next 20 years. That's out of the Brisbane Times. That dovetails with one of the founders of Apple, Steve Wozniak, saying the future of artificial intelligence is scary and very bad for people. We're going to get into record cold temperatures continue, another month of record cold, but reasons to be optimistic. This is their supposed global warming. Report Israel spied on Iran nuke talks. Apple soon to be a $1 trillion company. And we've got a bunch of news on the illegals and the borders being wide open. But putting an end cap here, or bookends, on what we just spent a lot of the last hour on, the anatomy of a PSYOP, Stars and Stripes, Army Times, Bloomberg, Newsweek, Vice, Fantastic Two?
Today.
Really? Everybody under the sun is attacking InfoWars.com and saying, ridiculous, they claim they're militarizing the police, they claim there's a domestic takeover plan, they claim the Army is going to invade Texas and take it over this summer. No, we didn't say that. We said they're training to invade it, listing it as hostile. They threatened 2 years ago to use, as Associated Press, air blockades of F-16s Obama did if this legislature passed a law banning the TSA groping children. The House passed unanimously. They said, we're going to blockade your airlines, so they shot it down the Senate. I mean, that was in the news. And we have a special report on InfoWars.com, red-linked, where I show all the documents, the RAND Corporation, the Pentagon announcement, where they say veterans and gun owners are NORTHCOM's main job. I mean, this is all over the news. Yeah. We're the ones that broke it. Army and MSM launched disinfo PSYOP against American people. This is happening, and they don't want us, just like they said there was no death panels in Obamacare, or just like they said there weren't death panels in the VA, now admitted, or that it didn't increase your prices when it did, or didn't get rid of your doctor. They lie until it's in place. They don't want to debate about this now, just like they'd say anthrax shots aren't killing the troops in 2001, and then they later admitted it was deadly and quit it. We were called kooks then. So we're not even defending ourselves. This is a good thing they're attacking us, but imagine a civil war in America that they want to start stirring up people against the police, all of this. Joe Biggs, as a veteran, I mean, what do you make of this? And what would happen if there was a real civil war in America?
Obviously, that would be very very good at first. But you got to think, like I said before, the lower soldiers, the guys who are in there, you know, right out of high school, out of college, they're not the ones you got to worry about. It's the ones at the Pentagon. It's the people up there who are in the politics. They're the ones who work with the, you know, the big money. Those are the ones you have to worry about to make those kind of decisions. And this is the thing. This is part of the PSYOP. How are we as civilians going to know when this is a mission or a training exercise?
That's right.
And then when are the soldiers going to know the difference between a training exercise and, hey, all of a sudden we're actually going out on the streets and being told to do
it? And that's what they admit it's for. And if you watch the Charlton Heston piece on History Channel about the Panama invasion, they did the same thing for 6 months before the real deal there.
Yeah, exactly. So that's the thing. That's a PSYOP with us. It's confusing people to not know when it's going to be a training exercise and an actual mission.
And you were told by your buddy from Iraq and Afghanistan, who's now at SOCOM.
Yeah, he's down in Tampa, Florida.
He said, yeah, shut up, Biggs. It is a PSYOP.
Yep, exactly. Word for word. I mean, it's out there. It's in your face. I mean, there's not more we can do. We're telling you. We're showing you the documents. And like I said, SOCOM's not denying that these are real slides. That information's on there. They're just trying to take the.
Yeah, they now finally admit it. For 4 or 5 days, it was, oh, we don't know if it's even real. Now, okay, it's real.
Yeah.
And then they misrepresent what we're saying.
Then you have these local cities that are popping up, accepting the invitation for Operation Jade Home to go live in their cities.
And by the way, guys, if you go to YouTube and type in Alex Jones, San Antonio Police Chief, or Alex Jones, Delta Force, you can see the 30-minute interview. In the film is 30 minutes. It was actually an hour long with Ali Philippus, who was in Army intelligence himself. Delta Force came in with $200,000 in 1998 in his office and said, we want you to work in secret operations with us here locally. And it was basically narcotics trafficking. It was Delta Force. And he said, no way. And then he found out a bunch of the city officials had taken the money. Once you take the money, you're now compromised. They were there in an infiltration op, the same ones you use to buy off third world countries. Like Guatemala or whatever, they were doing it to them. Well, it turns out most police chiefs take the money.
Yeah.
Can you believe this, Joe?
Well, like I said, when I was in the military, they would shove Percocet down our throat. And a lot of people have to have adverse reactions, have to go to these like AA meetings type things. You'd have to go for if you were drunk and got into a fight, and which is what happened to me one time. I had to go to like an AA meeting. And in there was a Delta Force commando guy who was there because he was caught smuggling heroin from Afghanistan into the States. So you know what's happening. You know that since the government's been over there, since the U.S. Army has been running operations in Afghanistan, that the opium production gone up like tenfold.
And again, that's who gets in the higher rungs, the guys that will torture, that will deal drugs. I mean, if you'll do that, you're going to get a big house in Hawaii,
but that's
Joe.
The thing, though, mainstream media is not going to cover this stuff. That's what we do at InfoWars. We cover real topics, and we encourage people to go do the research themselves.
Sure. Well, they can't snow job me. I'm from Texas. I mean, it's got to be a third of my family has been recruited and been in this. And that's not saying my family is something special. This underground government is so big that you can't swing a stick in any direction in Texas and not hit somebody that's in this.
We're over the target, and they're attacking us, and it shows that we're actually getting out and we're reaching people. Like Kit Daniels' article yesterday showing that we beat ESPN, CBS, all these different people in the comments and all that because we actually spark real issues.
Now we have more ratings than them, more commenters, more traffic.
Exactly, because we're really doing something. We talk about the things that the mainstream media is too scared to because everything's so politically correct nowadays. That's what's disgusting.
Well, everybody's scared to get attacked or killed.
Yeah,
and I mean,
exactly.
I'm not bending over to this.
People need to man up and do something. I don't bend over for anybody. I'm sorry. I'm a fighter. I don't run. I'm not going anywhere. If the country goes to hell, I'm staying here and I'm fighting. I will not leave. This is my country. I will not go.
Good job, Joe. That's my attitude as well, brother.
Oh, sorry.
God bless you. No, you're awesome. All right. Joe Biggs, thank you so much. God bless you. We're going to keep Dr. Joel Wallen 15 minutes the next hour. If he can do it, then we'll cover all the other news and take your calls. This is another major fight we're about to cover here. This is so exciting because we know that as cancer goes up 3,000% in breast cancer, 10,000+% in many pediatric cancers or higher, that we know the answer. It's not that our genetics suddenly all fell apart, so cancer's going off the chart. 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, you couldn't find a kid with cancer. Now you can't walk down the street and not see kids with cancer. Why is all of this so epidemic? Well, it's because, ladies and gentlemen, we're not getting the basic nutrients and vitamins and minerals we need, just like a plant will die if it doesn't happen. And then your genes break down. And, yes, if you're predisposed to toxins triggering your cancer, then that will basically happen from the mainline research. They know this. But they go on the news now and they say, your kid has behavior problems because of bad genes. Or get your breasts and ovaries removed or your testicles removed because you might get cancer. Yes, you have the genetic switch to get that cancer. We all do. I mean, you know, the men in my family either lived to be about 89 years old, 70, you know, 9 years old, 82 years old, 95 years old, or they died about 51 of a giant heart attack. You make it past that, you live to your 85. That genetically, we got big hearts, aggressive, but we have giant heart attacks and just die. Okay, that is genetic, but I need to then do things because I'm predisposed not to do that. We all know I'm not doing those things, so whatever. I'll take a long dirt nap. But it's not my genetics. It's that the environment and the way I'm behaving will then make me flip those switches. Genetics loads the gun. Environment pulls the trigger. And we have the man who doesn't like to talk about himself. We're going to skip this network break. Dr. Joel Wallach, he wrote Dead Doctors Don't Lie. His new book, Epigenetics, available at InfoWarsStore.com, is so important, especially in light of Angelina Jolie has ovaries removed. Quote, I know my children will never have to say mom died of ovarian cancer. Well, what if you're predisposed to brain cancer? Going to have your brain removed? I mean, instead of looking for why the cancer is increasing, we look for how to cure it or mitigate it. So joining us is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I really appreciate him joining us, InfoWarsTeam.com. I'm in business with him, and he helped found Youngevity 18 years ago, one of the biggest and most successful non-GMO organic companies out there, InfoWarsHealth.com, InfoWarsLife.com. I'm not going to really infomercial today. He's all about information. But if you want to get 30% off as a new customer, sign up to be a distributor, it's only $10. Get 30% off and get free shipping with AutoShip at InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. InfoWarsHealth.com or InfoWarsTeam.com on the entire Youngevity line. See the videos, the breakdowns, the scientific information, the studies, all there at InfoWarsHealth.com or InfoWarsTeam.com. Separate from InfoWarsLife.com, those are our supplements, but these are the highest quality, the Ontangy Tangerine 2.0, the Alex Pack, you name it. But we'll get into that at the end of the interview. Dr. Joel Wallach joins us. He, of course, has published numerous books on dietary deficiencies, conducts approximately 300 lectures annually, has sold over 40 million copies of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Born and raised in Missouri, Dr. Wallach attended the University of Missouri and received a bachelor's degree in the science of agriculture. A veterinarian for 30 years, he worked as a research veterinary pathologist at several institutes and universities, including York's Regional Primate Research Center in Atlanta, where he discovered and identified the first animal models of, we're going to skip this break, guys, at the network, for cystic fibrosis monkeys. he found that he could reproduce their condition and will because it was nutritional deficiency. Well, yeah, if you don't eat vitamin C, you'll get scurvy and your teeth will fall out and old wounds will open up. But they people got scurvy all over the place. I talked to medical doctors. They won't tell you to take vitamin C when you have lesions all over your body. They just won't tell you what it is. Dr. Wallach then made the decision to go to medical school so he could treat children for cystic fibrosis himself. He taught nutrition at the National College of Naturopathic Medicine in Oregon, became a primary care physician with a naturopathic degree. In 97, Wallach established his very own company, American Longevity, now Youngevity. InfoWarsTeam.com, InfoWarsHealth.com. He consults and advises us there. Their entire spectrum, more than 400 products, are available there, discounted at the highest level. InfoWarsStore.com also has links to it. But that's not what we're getting into. We're getting into Angelina Jolie. What's triggering the genes to then cause the meltdown? Why are the pediatric cancers off the charts? Why is the diabetes off the charts? And I know Wallach is conservative, even though he's won in court over this, and won't say 100% they can cure diabetes type 2. But I now heard Governor Huckabee on this network with ads and on Fox News running ads saying that they can cure it. And what's amazing is the research shows you really can in many cases, or at least mitigate, but they won't tell people. But it means the dam must be breaking if Huckabee is out there doing this. What do you think the FDA says about that, Joel Wallach?
Well, thank you so much, Alex, for your time and your hospitality. I always appreciate you. When I'm on the road, I love listening to you and all your guests. But if you want to jump in right away on type 2 diabetes, so we've known for 70 years, Alex, it's a deficiency of a single mineral. Type 2 diabetes, which makes up 98% of the population of diabetics in America. We can make it in America a diabetes-free country in 2 months if they were just to take all 90 essential nutrients, a little bit of extra, what we call the secret sauce that has that mineral in it. And it's so great to be able to do this. We can do this for church families. We're actually put proposals into small island nations that have only 280,000 citizens. And we're going to have to demonstrate this. We can eliminate type 2 diabetes in this little nation. It's the highest percentage. Obviously, the small nations, not the biggest numbers. But percentage-wise, they have the highest rate of diabetes. And we
now, that's if your pancreas isn't too far gone, though, right?
Well, actually, it has nothing to do with the pancreas. That's all a myth. When you have type 2 diabetes, there's nothing wrong with your pancreas. It's just there's a communication problem between the insulin produced by your pancreas.
So the receptors can't absorb it.
That's correct.
Let me ask you this question. How could Huckabee be running national ads saying basically what you're saying now? I mean, he's at the highest levels of the establishment. That must mean they know they can't stop this information coming out.
That's right. Well, I've been harping on this now for 36 years, Alex.
No, you're the granddaddy of exposing it. There's no doubt.
Yeah, and so this is one of the reasons why the audio cassette tape and now the CD, which we sold 280 million, by the way, the CD, 280 million, they're still going out the door at 50,000 a week. And this is one of the controversial things was back then, when it first came out in 1992, I said that type 2 diabetes is a simple mineral deficiency and that we can eliminate type 2 diabetes in weeks sometimes, or certainly within 2 months. And when we do this with an entire country, the world will not be able to fight it. Now, we've done it in animals over and over and over, and I knew it wasn't genetic when I did this big project with Marlon Perkins where I did 20,000 autopsies, 10 million chemistries, looking for pollution as a contributor to our health problems. I found that crocodiles and alligators got type 2 diabetes. And how does a crocodile and alligator get a genetic disease from humans? Our antelope and deer get sickle cell anemia, which is supposed to be a genetically transmitted disease in the African-American population. So I knew the genetics was not the answer way back in the 1960s. And that became part of the audio cassette tape, Dead Doctors Don't Lie.
Well, what else is going on now? I mean, we've known for 50 years that folic acid, if you don't have it, you get deformities and low IQs. Now the feds are moving to block folic acid as a supplement. I mean, how obvious, in fact, that was in AP last week. I never covered it, guys. Type in feds move to block folic acid being added to bread and tortillas. When Latin America started doing it decades ago and saw a total reversal in deformities, my dad's been involved as a doctor in aid missions down there himself. I mean, how evil is the government that they don't want folic acid?
Well, this is only the tip of the iceberg, the folic acid thing. It's one of my 8 lawsuits against the FDA, which I prevailed each time, Alex. It was me and 4 other people who actually sued the FDA to force them to put folic acid in prenatal vitamins so that we could prevent spina bifida and hydrocephalus and hydroencephalocele, many other birth defects. And we prevailed in federal court. And then they began to put folic acid in the prenatal vitamins. Until then, in 1947, we put folic acid in prenatal vitamins of animals, but doctors were saying, oh, that's just in animals, not people. And this is really horrible what happened. I might want to throw a statistic at you. This is from the Center for Disease Control, the federal agency that tracks this, Alex, and it goes into the InfoWars concerns about the government doing things to injure the American people. Each year in America, this is from the CDC, it came out February 5th, 2007. It was a full-page newspaper story in the USA Today, full-page story. It said, each year in America, medical doctors in their workplace, hospitals and clinics, kill and injure and infect 15 million Americans. 2 million in hospitals are infected, 90,000 die from these infections. Over a million are killed by doctors. They don't even get an OSHA ticket. What would happen if Iran or Iraq were to do that, or if North Korea were to do it with a biological weapon and infect 2 million people in a large population center and kill 90,000? It'd be war. Well, here's one trade that does it every year, and nobody seems to mind because of the greater agenda, as you point out. Okay.
What is the greater agenda?
Well, you cannot help but look at all these statistics and see that why can one trade kill, injure, and infect 15 million of their customers every year in the workplace? They don't even get an OSHA ticket. They have no oversight by any government agency. They've been a self-policing monopoly for 100 years, since 1914. And it's one of those crazy things that the government says, well, these guys must be doing something good. We're just going to leave them run because they're doing, you know, they're kind of an irregular militia doing what we want them to do. We don't have to pay them. It's kind of a crazy thing. Well, medical doctors make their money by defrauding the American public. 85% of all personal bankruptcies are due to medical costs each year. And this is from the Institute of Medicine, the ethics watchdog for the medical trade. This came out in, September 7th, 2012, full-page story in every newspaper in America. They said each year in America, medical doctors fraudulently bill 30 cents out of every dollar to insurance companies and patients for their services. This amounts to $750 billion a year. $750 billion a year is three-quarters of a trillion, one-third of the medical budget is fraudulent billing. Bernie Madoff went to jail for life plus 150 years for defrauding his investors at $3 billion. Here's one trade that does $750 billion yearly, year after year after year, and nobody does anything to them. So we as the American people have to do what we did in the days we were fighting King George in England. We have to use a different service. We stopped using tea because he wouldn't let us have representation in England. We went to coffee. We're going to have to begin to do these things ourselves, and this was the purpose
Absolutely.
Of the book, Let's Play Doctor.
Well, Dr. Joel Wallach is our guest, and if you just tuned in, this is earth-shaking information. Again, the pediatric cancers are up over 10,000%, diabetes up over 3,000%, type 2. I know so many parents that got vaccines in the last year, and suddenly their 2-, 3-, 4-year-olds have failure in their pancreas from pancreatitis. They go to the doctor, and they say, oh, you've now got type 1 from your genetics, even though their families don't have it. They're covering that up. That the vaccines are triggering some type of problem in the pancreas. And then I read the inserts of the MMR shot, and it says may give you pancreatitis and may give you diabetes. What about that, Dr. Wallach?
Well, again, they always look at, and this is criminal. You point out very clearly, Alex, you're quite correct. This is criminal because they say, well, you have to weigh the benefit to the greater good versus the perhaps harm to the individual. And so, seriously, everything that the FDA approves has one of the major side effects is death. Everything that the FDA approves of has a major side effect of death. Everything. Think of how many drugs you've seen over the years been FDA approved. Within a year or two, they're getting recalled because of a high death rate. Well, they knew that before they approved it and put it on the market.
And I give them a slap on the wrist.
Exactly. And, of course, these drugs are all designed to treat symptoms. None of them are designed to cure anything. Where nutrients, as you pointed out quite clearly, the scurvy cures things. Now let's just take congestive heart failure, the most common cause of heart
Stay
death.
Stay there, Dr. Wallach. I want to walk through all this and tie it into Angelina Jolie on the other side of this break. I want to talk about hydrofluorosilicic acid and more. Dr. Joel Wallach, a literal icon, has helped defeat the FDA and save the nutrient nutraceutical industry over and over again. We all owe him a debt of gratitude. The man is a legend.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Why use dial-up when you can use broadband? Why travel with this when you can use this? And why would anyone use colloidal or ionic silver when you can use supernatural silver? Supernatural silver is state-of-the-art, and it's been clinically proven to be several hundred times more effective than those other silvers. It's powerful enough to protect you and your family from the threat of deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. But it's so safe that it can be used internally or topically. And you'll never again deal with the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics. Hundreds of scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions have all shown supernatural silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against invading pathogens. Supernatural silver is a must-have for your arsenal. Go to supernaturalsilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with supernatural silver.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance.
Dr. Joel Wallach is our guest, a syndicated host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie on over 300 stations last time I checked around the country. Best-selling author of the new book, Epigenetics, The Death of the Genetic Theory and Disease. My dad's got a degree in dental surgery, oral surgery, and also in chemistry. And he was just blown away by how technical it was and how accurate, because my dad also worked at MD Anderson in cancer research for about 5 years off and on. He also worked assisting when he was still a dentist, but younger, on eye surgery and things like that. And he just thinks it's an amazing book, and he's a pretty smart fella. But who's really smart are the medical doctors and scientists that are also in the book and the studies and what they show. I mean, this really overthrows the genetic theory of disease transmission. I mean, yeah, if you're predisposed to get lung cancer when you're 100 years old, you might get it. But you're going to get it when you're 45 if you smoke cigarettes, because the toxins in there are going to mutate and, you know, screw up the cells. But if you've got the nutrients you need, you might get it, just a layman statement here, when you're 75. You would have died when you were 100, but you smoked the cigarettes, but you got the nutrients, so 75. You don't get the nutrients. I mean, you might get cancer when you're 30. I mean, it's real simple, folks. You don't get vitamin C, you die. Your teeth fall out. Your skin breaks open. I see all these old people that, you know, drink Diet Coke and eat crap TV dinners with no food in it. They don't eat citrus. They don't get minerals. You see old people with scurvy. Their teeth are falling out. There's blood in their eyes. The skin. Ted Anderson's dad basically had scurvy, and he lets me tell the story. I feel disrespectful telling it, but Ted lets me tell it. In fact, wants me to. He did Beyond Tangy Tangerine for about 4 months, had Alzheimer's, couldn't even go fishing anymore, didn't know who he was. Got on Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0 and a bunch of the other stuff at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, links to InfoWarsHealth.com, and the main site to go to is InfoWarsTeam.com to get the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. And we ought to drag Ted in if he's at the network today. I don't even know if he's up there in Minnesota, but if he's around, John, see if he's there and drag him in here to get on the studio. And people know I do this impromptu. This isn't staged. So, Harmon, let me know if Ted's there. I hate talking about his dad, but his arms were opening up. He had sores on him. I'd been up there to Minnesota and met him. And Ted got him on this one. In a few months, he knew who he was again. He was fishing. His short-term and long-term memory were back. And then the doctor said, what's going on? Your blood's got high K. And we give you Coumadin so you don't have a stroke. Never had a stroke. They give him Coumadin to thin the blood. And ordered him off of it. And his mother, Ted's mother, sweetheart, so I feel disrespectful about his mother, but he says tell it because he's mad about it. Ted's mother, in charge, said, you will not get that Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0 anymore. You will not get the other things. And within a month, he went back to not knowing who he was, and the sores all opened up. I mean, Wallach, there's a real story of the owner of this network who I've known for 20 years. He was a sponsor for 2 years before he started the network, Ted Anderson. And these doctors are God. And his mother, and I don't mean to be mean, it's just true, would follow those orders. That is incredible, Dr. Wallach.
Well, you're exactly right, Alex. And this used to be the way it was in the days of King George, and no taxation without representation. And so my view is, if we're to survive what's going on between the doctors and the patients and the government and the citizens, we have to take over. Now, I'm not talking about a shooting war, but what we have to do, at least initially, is to take over our health care and do our own laboratory tests. We actually have a book called Let's Play Doctor. It teaches people in the chapter on laboratory, home laboratory. You can go to a pharmacy, Alex, without a prescription. You get all the same test strips your doctor will use in a physical in his office. He'll charge you $2,000 for that physical. You get the same test strips, $1.50 a piece, and you're looking at $4.50 for a complete physical instead of $2,000.
And by the way, we should add how old you are. You look like, in person, like you're about 55. Your skin's glowing. How old are you, Dr. Wallach?
In 2 months, I'll be 76.
Incredible. I didn't mean to interrupt, but please. I mean,
that's right.
How can you say someone shouldn't have vitamin K? You'll die without it. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, no. Vitamin K is absolutely necessary for life, for everything from proper blood clotting to bone health. And, you know, as doctors very, well, silly is a kind way to say it. That's why the title of my CD and my book, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, is the only time the doctors won't lie is when they're dead. And what I need to do is make sure that everybody knows they can do their own lab work for $4.50. That includes the equivalent of a colonoscopic exam. The book, Let's Play Doctor, teaches you how to do all these things. You go to a pharmacy without a prescription, get all the same test strip your doctors use, do your own blood pressure, do your own weight. And we don't need the doctors anymore except you get run over by a truck.
And, by the way, Dr. Wallach, we were able to drag Ted Anderson in. He probably ran across the building and probably breathing heavy. Ted Anderson, owner of the GCN Radio Network, syndicated over 1,400 affiliates with all of his stations, third largest radio network in the U.S. And, Ted, I always feel disrespectful telling the story about your dad. I haven't checked in on him in about a year. I haven't been up there. I should have. I just told the story. I don't know if you heard that. To give people your brief testimony about what Beyond Tangy Tangerine, the longevity products, did for your dad, and then what the medical doctor said.
Well, I mean, here's what we're dealing with here. A poor guy was being rushed to the Veterans Hospital once every 4 to 6 days because he had run low on electrolytes. And we got him on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. I mean, this went on about 5 or 6 times And we got him on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, and it stopped. He hadn't had to be brought back to the hospital since. He is suffering with dementia, but if he does not get his electrolytes, it's like the man is gone. You give him his electrolytes, and he remembers who you are, and he's smiling, he's happy, he has energy. You know, that's just the man is aging in the process. I can't get him off the statin drugs because the doctors insist that he has to have them, and it's not my choice. But I can tell you right now, Alex, he is so much better because he's on the longevity products. It's not even funny.
Okay, because a couple years ago, the doctor had ordered him off. I guess he got a different doctor, or correct me, and then the symptoms really came back big time. Was I telling that story accurately, Ted?
Oh, you definitely were. As a matter of fact, it's because they had him on Coumadin, and when he went into the doctor, his levels went off, and they took him off the Beyond Tangy Tangerine because they wanted to keep him on the Coumadin for blood thinning. Finally, we got him off the Coumadin, and that was back a few years ago, and that's when he was being rushed into the hospital, and he had this problem where his electrolytes would drop. They'd have to put him on an IV. He would come back again. We'd be able to bring him back home, but within about 4 days later, the electrolytes would drop again, back to the hospital, back on the IV, and then, of course, his heart was having AFib problems, too. And so when you put him on the healthy start pack along with the glucosamine, it helps the discs between the vertebrae puff up, and it helps the heart beat properly. You get him the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, and all of a sudden the AFib is not a problem anymore. At least that was the experience with my father.
Absolutely. Thank you, Ted Anderson. And you were speaking of hearts before the break. I want you to get back into that, Dr. Wallach. But this is what we're dealing with here. Where these doctors literally don't want people on vitamins and nutrients and things, it is just so incredibly obvious that we've absolutely have to have these, Dr. Wallach. You were getting into the heart before we went to break.
Yeah, literally and figuratively, this is the heart of the problem. Very good example. A congestive heart failure, the most common cause of heart death in adults in the United States, is actually the terminal event for beriberi. Which is a deficiency of a single vitamin. You give all 90 essential nutrients with an extra amount of that single vitamin. I get people off the heart transplant list, been on there for 3 years, are on 27 prescription drugs. And we do this dozens and dozens of times a year. It should be thousands, but so many people are frightened and they stay with their doctor. And they're prepared to die and suffer to make sure their doctor gets paid instead of trying something else. They'll try five bids on a roof on a house or a sprinkler system, but they stick with the same doctor and whatever the doctor says they do. And this is a matter of marketing on the doctor's behalf.
Well, what Dr. Blaylock, top brain surgeon, introduced the terms excitotoxin and scores of other literature that is now seen as prestigious because he did it 30 years ago, 20 years ago, 10 years ago, and it's now accepted. He explains that you have chronically inflamed brains from vaccines, GMOs, the mercury, the
sugar,
MSG, all of it. And that, yeah, somebody can go too far, in his words, where there's so many holes in your brain, basically, that you're gone. But if you do it early enough, and even until pretty late, that it is lack of vitamins, nutrients. And he described statin drugs. Now, again, my dad's a chemist. My dad would say this 20 years ago. He'd get mad when he saw statin ads. But he's not an MD like Blaylock and a brain expert. Blaylock said that your brain is made up, as you know, Wallach, Dr. Wallach, of cholesterol, and that statin drugs literally eat your brain. And so we wonder why there's an epidemic of Alzheimer's. Well, it's the mercury and it's the aluminum, but it's also the statin drugs. And we've got studies on that, but they push them. Now they want to put statins, quote, in the water supply. Folks won't believe that. Put it into Google. Dr. Wallach, speak about statins.
Okay, well, statin drugs, of course, are the cause of Alzheimer's disease. Alzheimer's disease did not exist even by another name, Alex, 45 years ago. Today is number four killer of adults over the age of 64, and it's caused by going away the myelin, the white matter of the brain, resulting in the naked nerve fibers tangling up nerve tangles, which are the classic feature of Alzheimer's disease. They short circuit, and you get Alzheimer's disease. You get a little bit of violent behavior, your cognition, your ability to solve problems goes away, your memory goes away. And it's all because when you get on statin drugs, it lowers your blood cholesterol. Of course, that's the use of it for cardiovascular disease. And it turns out that 75% of your brain weight is made up of this myelin, this white matter of the brain, which is 100% cholesterol. And then they put you on cholesterol-restricted diets, and they've created arthritis, low T, erectile dysfunction, menopausal symptoms. And basically, people need to eat anywhere from 12, 15, 20, 25 eggs a day, and they'll prevent and get rid of Alzheimer's disease. Okay, they can't be fried. They have to be poached with a soft yolk or soft scrambling butter, not in oils. Take the 90 essential nutrients. Eat your 8, 10, 12. I just had 4 poached eggs for breakfast this morning. After my meeting tonight, I'll have 4 poached eggs again. I'll have 8 poached eggs today, along with a nice big steak. And it's imperative to keep your cholesterol.
I'll tell you, since I started doing what you said 3 years ago, because at first with Longevity, I knew it was good products, but I just never took vitamins, couldn't make myself do any of it. Since I started doing everything at InfoWarsHealth.com that you recommend with the videos there to train people, I've lost more than 50 pounds. I got up to 279, and I have so much more energy. My skin looks better, my stamina, just everything. And that's what I had this morning was 4 poached eggs and spinach. And that's basically what I eat is fish, red meat, and eggs, and then raw salad and other vegetables. And I just feel like I'm 20 years old. I mean, I feel like I'm ready to tear people's arms off. It's just amazing.
I'm glad you're a member of the club. absolutely. And, of course, we have documented in the book Epigenetics, as you point out, all the double-blind research projects that were done to prevent and reverse Alzheimer's disease. We know how to prevent Alzheimer's disease. We know how to reverse it. I've reversed diagnosed Alzheimer's disease by 4 neurological clinics at a university in North Carolina. And in 5 days' time, this guy gets up, gets dressed, walks out of the nursing home. He was in a coma, ready to die. 5 days later, he gets up, gets dressed, goes back to work. That was 5 years ago. He's still going, and no Alzheimer's disease anymore.
Talk a little bit about the Rockefellers and how they took over the different branches of medicine in the last 100 years.
Okay, well, that all started about 1912. The Rockefeller Institute and the Carnegie Institute, you know, the steel guys.
The usual suspects, they're the ones financing riots against the police right now.
Yep, exactly the same bunch. They actually hired a retired university president, a guy by the name of Flexner. And Flexner was to do a report and look at the top 130 medical schools in America and find out which one of them, if you're from the South, and I'm from the South, so I can say that. But anyway, they were looking for the medical schools who would train medical students on pharmaceuticals instead of herbs and homeopathy and nutrition. They found 30 of them out of the top 130, and they began to give them money to hire the best professors, the best equipment. They gave grants to medical students to go there. So all the other medical schools sort of died on the vine, not because they attacked them directly. They just died on the vine for lack of funding compared with the medical schools who were using pharmaceuticals. And, of course, Rockefellers and the Carnegies began to buy up all these pharmaceutical companies and start new companies and give patents for drugs and all that kind of stuff. Well, it turns out that at the same time, through giving money under the table to the elected officials at the national, the state, the county, and the city levels, they were able to make the medical profession a protected monopoly, self-policing with no oversight by any other agency. Then along came insurance. That was the death knell of Americans, was the insurance thing. Because people would say, well, I don't care if you can help me for $3 a day because I can get my leg cut off for nothing through insurance. And so they always take the more drastic treatment because insurance would pay for it rather than the one that would save their lives.
Well, sure. And if you go back until about 100 years ago, only elitists could go to medical doctors in most cases. So it was seen as a status thing. So you have the sycophantic worship of MDs. And an MD's great if I got a hernia or a broken leg or a gunshot wound. A lot of them are great people and know this information. But under Obamacare, they're now centralizing everything where the MDs will now be total slaves of the computers. It's come out that the veterans are on don't treat list. And I think that's why alternative medicine and stuff is exploding right now, is the pressure of the medical system collapsing into total corruption and any good parts of it basically dying is forcing people to alternatives. Briefly, Dr. Wallach, speak about the Alex Pack that we call it, Beyond Tangerine 2.0, and the hundreds of products at InfoWarsHealth.com or InfoWarsTeam.com. And we'll also briefly put the number on screen for InfoWarsTeam.com. and InfoWarsHealth.com so I can give folks the numbers. It's 888-789-9277 to any orders or to ask any questions. 888-789-9277, InfoWarsTeam.com. Or you can also go to InfoWarsHealth.com. You can get 30% off on all of the products. When you sign up to be a distributor, that just costs $10 to be a distributor. Then you can buy it and resell it however you like, be a distributor. Or you can retail buy it there on the site. And you can also sign up for auto shipping, get free shipping. Very substantive. Again, 888-789-9277. Customer service, 888-636-9277. So there it is. You can also send questions to Catherine at InfoWars.com. And you've got the InfoWars team there, and that ends up going to the great folks at Longevity. And then you've got the actual in-house InfoWars folks at InfoWarsHealth.com that can also answer your questions. So that's the reason we have two different sites, two different divisions, to make sure we've always got service 24 hours a day, the informational videos and more, InfoWarsHealth.com. We're going to go to break and come back with that question for Dr. Wallach to specifically speak about the products. But in 30 seconds, what are the main products from Longevity folks need to get, Dr. Wallach?
Well, I like the Alex Pack, and thank you for loaning us your credibility, because this is a great thing. It's going to bring more and more Americans to health. The Alex Pack is made up of three products, the Beyond Tangerine 2.0, the OsteoFX Plus, which is a mixture of our minerals and calcium and vitamin D3, and the EFA pluses, which are the omega 3, 6s, and 9s in proper ratio. This gives you everything you need to do to prevent as many as 900 different diseases. If you have any diseases, you take the.
Well, stay there. We're going to break it down the other side. Dr. Joel Wallach.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid in regular and extra strength. Our Silver Soap, made with all natural organic ingredients, leaves your skin clean and refreshed. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog. 844-USE-SILVER. Or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only One Silver Solution.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
As the new world order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
You take a mortal man, you put him in control.
And put him in control.
Watch him become a god, as Obama is in the eyes of his minions.
Watch him become a god.
Watch people's heads a roll.
Watch people's heads a roll.
Dave Mustaine of Megadeth bringing us in.
Roll.
We're seeing millions of dead every year from Big Pharma across this planet. Yes, just like the Pied Piper. Let ISIS loose.
Just like the Pied Piper.
Oh, I forgot to mention this. It's on InfoWars.com. Folic acid, this is from Philly.com, fortification to prevent birth defects hits FDA roadblock. They're trying to block it. That's right. Take the iodine out of the salt and put fluoride in the water. I mean, you know, keep folic acid out. This is just out of control. We're going to keep our guest, Dr. Walk, a little bit with us in the next hour. And then Gerald Celente is joining us. I wanted to get him on today about the war on cash, now these other announcements. But speaking of InfoWars.com, I saw this last week and even said on air, I bet it's a psyop, I bet it's a false flag. Wasn't a hard prediction. About guesstimation, 99% of the time, a cross is burned in somebody's yard now, or a swastika is put on a Jewish synagogue, or a dorm, or it's done by people to get attention and raise funds. And now a liberal globalist attorney has gone on KXAN locally and admitted they put up the stickers saying white only on businesses for Black Lives Matter. Adam Raposa, activist lawyer, says he's behind whites only stickers in Austin. I mean, stirring people up, false flagging, George Soros crud. That's all. Meanwhile, we're all going under deficiencies. If you're black in the studies, look it up. Fluoride hits you twice as hard in your heart, your pancreas, your thyroid. I mean, black people, it's a death sentence. Nobody's going to tell them from their community because they're all bought and paid for. I mean, you know, so they're going to have some, you know, lawyer stirring up trouble. And it was all over the news. How dare these whites put that on their things? This is all made up. There's such little racism by whites. Most whites are these politically correct, knee-knocking, totally there's not racism. This political correctness makes white people feel guilty and scared. I mean, I'll be with politically correct people out eating dinner sometimes, and black people sit down next to us. That's so annoying. I got some family friends that I love, dearly love. We were out to lunch Sunday, and some black folks sat down next to us, and she started going, I went to Memphis last year, and, you know, and she's so sweet, but, you know, saying it loud so they can hear it, and, you know, I went to the civil rights thing, and Martin Luther King was so great, and all this stuff, and she just always does that, and it's just whites are so uncomfortable, and so, oh, my gosh, this is wrong. Meanwhile, the Democrats are running around putting up signs everywhere saying go after blacks, when they actually want to abort all the black people. They're the real racists, in my view. InfoWars.com has the story. Dr. Joel Wallach, we're going to hold you a little bit over if you can do it. If you got to jump, I understand. I know you're a busy man, but what do you make of Angelina Jolie having her ovaries removed? Again, saying because she's genetically bad. What's really going on there? Having her breast cut off as well. A lot of women going and having this done now.
Well, I appreciated when you introduced that at the beginning of your show today. You said, well, next thing is she'll have her brain taken out to avoid brain cancer.
Yes.
And then I've been saying the same thing for years. And basically,
I know, that's where I heard it. I listened to your show.
Okay. Well, basically, this is a thing where the medical doctors are using people's fears to just get work. And it's a tragic thing. And actually, if you look at the title, the subtitle of the book, Epigenetics, The Death of a Genetic Disease Transmission, there are no genetically transmitted diseases. Your genes, let's say you have the potential to be 200 cancer-free, but you're living on soft drinks and hot dogs and cake and popcorn. And you're going to, as you pointed out, very well done, that you're going to die of something at 36. Your grandparents have the same genes. They lived to be 102, but they didn't do all the bad things you did.
And break so down the difference when we come back. In 70 seconds. Absolutely. InfoWarsHealth.com, folks. Get the Alex back. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN.
70 seconds, folks. Stay with us.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
I think she already had her brain removed.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.